Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Here's what needs to happen for someone to get the $60,000 reward for helping arrest Luigi Mangione.
By Damian Bio, The Latin Times.
Among the many topics circulating around the apprehension of Luigi Mangione, the prime suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is the tens of thousands of dollars in rewards offered by law enforcement in exchange for information leading to his arrest.
The NYPD offered $10,000, while the FBI later added $50,000 of its own.
Hundreds of calls and tips flooded their lines shortly after, but it was a McDonald's employee in Altoona, Pennsylvania, who gave the consequential one.
USA Today specified that no one is entitled to the reward at this point, and it will likely be some time until anyone receives anything.
This is because the tip not only has to lead to an arrest, but a conviction as well.
Should the McDonald's employee who provided the tip be eligible for the reward, he or she could receive a reward potentially higher than a year's salary.
And now, here is The People's Hero and His Eyebrows, written by Duncan Flaster, directed by Artemis Zara Gutekin. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024.
He is the people's hero. He did what we all want to do.
I can't believe you're defending him.
Look, would I do that to someone? Absolutely not. But you've got to consider that the guy had it coming. Now, so many people have died indirectly due to his policies. I hope he never gets caught.
What do you even call that? A vigilante justice? I mean, what's to stop people? Look, I don't want this to happen to anyone else.
Don't you think this is a little bit funny?
No, I don't. And I think anyone who jokes about it is kind of sick, frankly. My feed has been full of lame gags about how if they find the guy, they'll shield him, close their eyes to the law, not give the cops any leads.
Would you give the cops any leads if you knew where this hero of the common man was hiding?
Well,
ACAB, baby, if you saw those screenshots and recognized his handsome eyebrows when he came into your store.
Handsome? You think he's handsome?
A star is born. I think Glenn Powell should play him in Ryan Murphy's TV movie, but only if Jake Gyllenhaal is not available. I would not only take him in, give him milk and cookies, and shelter him from the police, I would give him a respectful BJ if he needed it.
I don't see the appeal.
I just appreciate when someone goes out on a limb and does what's right, even when it's not completely lawful. It's like Les Miserables. You side with the people who care to fight for what's right.
But do you agree with what he did?
Look, I just want all my friends to have basic rights like food, water, shelter, and health care. We all hate the guy, right? Now, maybe this wasn't what he deserved, but certainly he had it coming.
Well, how would you feel?
Okay, we need to figure out what kind of statement we can make about this.
Folk hero. Defender of the common people.
Absolutely not.
Defender of the common people is a bit much. Until the police capture him and we find out his actual motives, we cannot officially go on record as endorsing a man who somehow slipped past the Secret Service to pants Donald Trump on live television.
Folk hero. If this were the 1800s, there would already be populist ballads about him.
No one would have dared to expose the tiny penis of Abraham Lincoln or even John Quincy Adams.
They wouldn't have had the reach of today's social media memes. And on an ancillary note, side note, I'm pretty sure Lincoln was hung.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lincoln was swinging donkey meat. For sure. His boyfriend must have been quite happy.
Size isn't everything.
But it is to the people who support Trump. Now, they've been holding him up as this exemplar of manhood. His support numbers have been dropping everywhere since his exposure. The Republicans worship toxic masculinity. They want women and queer people to be subservient, and now officially knowing that their president has tiny meat, well, they are going insane. Now, of course, we heard reports of it from Stormy Daniels, but that was hearsay and easily dismissible as fake news. But to have his pants and underwear yanked down while on the national stage on live TV, magic. He's a laughing stock, and I, for one, couldn't be happier.
Of course, it's delightful. But we have to think about our public statement. We can't be seen to endorse this
handsome hero of the people, our white knight.
We can't endorse this behavior. Can we? What if it leads to more politicians being pantsed?
Oh, fantastic. Put your penis where your mouth is.
No. Wait. I think that aesthetic ideology would eventually just lead to the world being governed by men with the biggest penises, which is a risky proposition. We don't really want an administration based on a literal dick measuring contest, do we?
Or we could just end up with women in charge who are immune to penis shaming on a technicality.
Another brilliant idea.
But what of trans women or non-binary people? Do you want them out of politics?
Well, no.
Most modern violent revolutions have led to even more terrible people in charge.
It's not like he's an actual assassin.
He might as well be. Character assassination. No one can take Trump seriously after this. Even his most devoted followers will be laughing behind his back.
Finally! Like, look, it's Christmas time, and in this day and age, we ain't got time for three ghosts to visit. Like, we need immediate results. We deserve this.
And do we really want to see what's in Vance's pants if Trump steps down because of his public dacking?
Yes! Expose that couch fucker. Yeah. I want him living in fear.
The challenge is to fight the evil without adding to the evil.
But this fights evil by making evil men scared.
It makes men with little penises scared. That's certainly not the same thing as evil.
We don't even know his real motives for sure yet.
The post-its notes he left at the scene said, make America big again and be best with a question mark. Not to mention the fake long-form girth certificate. Clearly a defender of the common people, hitting the fat cats where it hurts.
Okay, we're getting off the point. What do we post on social media about this person? Cops are closing in on him. They only have that grainy photo of his face from when he stopped at that Hardee's. Oh,
the man's a genius. A handsome genius. He's doing what we all want to do, which is working to depose Donald Trump. A champion for the common people. He's clearly a liberal, probably working to protect his queer and female and BIPOC brothers and sisters from this dystopian regime of this horrid president. Probably middle or lower class, fighting back in the only way he knows how.
That doesn't excuse character assassination.
No one mourns the wicked!
Good news!
Character assassination is all Trump does. It's time someone stood up and fought him on his own terms and on his ego where it hurts. You call him an assassin? I praise this Sirhan, Sir Handsome. This John Wilkes Beef.
Oh.
This Charles Gertho. This Lee Harvey Schlongwald. Look, even if he did do it, and you see him, no, you didn't. Don't tell the police shit. Yeah, let this hero of the people, this warrior for justice, this paladin of penis shame live. For God's sake, let him live!
You are insane.
Oh, God, they've caught him or a suspect?
Turn on the news.
Oh, this remote never works.
Well, maybe if you didn't smack it around, that's what she said.
Shut up.
Has been taken into police custody.
Boo!
Police have apprehended Seamus O'Flaherty Guinness, heir to the Guinness fortune, as he was peacefully eating at a Chick-fil-A in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Chick-fil-A,
an anonymous cashier at the restaurant called in a tip to the police.
Narc,
and that cashier
bootlicker
is set to receive the $100,000 reward.
I mean,
that
if I was
President
working
Trump
at Chick-fil-A, I'd take
to
the money too and get
to
out of that fucking
suspect
place.
However, the president is specified, no one at this time is entitled to the reward. This this is because the tip not only has to lead to an arrest, but a conviction as well. So until a trial is held and Guinness is convicted, if he ever is, no one will receive any money. And
that's
it will likely
why we don't
be
narc,
some time
folks.
Until
Trump
anyone
never pays anyone,
anything.
And that should be understood by
fellow
now. He's
students
both ethically
describe
and
Guinness
literally
as an
bankrupt.
Extremely smart student who graduated summa cum laude.
I'll make him cum laude.
Oh, shut up!
Wait, this just in, I'm getting information that Mr. Guinness is about to give a statement to the press. We go live to the scene at Silver Springs Police Holding.
Oh, he is so dreamy.
Hey, everyone! Hey, I just want to say that this was kind of a dare from my frat bros. I kind of like the way Trump speaks his mind.
What?
It's like Mandela says no form of violence can be excused. Camus says it's all the same if you live or die or have a cup of coffee. Joe Rogan!
He's a Chad!
That if you ever start taking things too seriously, you should just remember that we are talking monkeys on an organic spaceship flying through the universe! So, I was like, bam! Nothing matters anyway, let's spread a little chaos. Oh, it's like that scene from Fight Club where Tyler spits blood all over Lou and scares him into letting them keep the bar basement for Fight Club. In my opinion, that was one of the most funny scenes in the movie, except for when Tyler opens the door with gloves on after having sex with Marla.
Jesus fucking
honestly.
Jesus
my only
Christ.
Regret is that dude at Chick-fil-A only turned me into the popo because he hit on me and I turned him down. If I'd have let him slop my knob in the men's room, I'd be on my way to Bora Bora by now. My perfect eyebrows have always been my weakness. Peace and light, bitches!
And there you have it, folks. Less of a political statement than a callow prank. This scion of billionaires used his privilege to plan
and execute... Turn it off! Well, that was disappointing.
Hero of the people, huh?
We can't have anything nice.
It's like no one paid attention in Dune when the pretty boy frontman turned out to be the vengeance-seeking asshole.
I don't like sci-fi.
So, we're good with condemning the actions of the frat boy poser on Facebook?
I condemn his actions, but not his eyebrows.
Fair.
This has been The People's Hero and His Eyebrows, written by Duncan Flaster, directed by Artemis Zara Gutekin, featuring Matt Cross, Aaron Soler, and Zach Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno, with design by Artemis Zara Gutekin. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.